Hello, welcome to Endpoint Side. Jeremy here in Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Republicbroadcasting.org is where you go to donate for free speech. You can smash that donate and send your check or money order payable to RBN 2251. Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Brown Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in the debit or credit card to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Thank you to all my loyal listeners who love me so much that have donated towards repair of the transmission in the GMC and towards the Dodge. I got a little over $1,050, which covered the labor and some of the transmission costs. Still rebuilding the Dodge if you want to throw your boy some Christmas cheer. There's a GoFundMe if you go to the host schedule page. There's a GoFundMe, a Cash App, and you can email me at patrickandjeremyshow.com or yahoo.com to get an address to mail some physical fundage. Many thanks to all of you. I've thanked you on air before and sent thank you messages via email. All the hosts do a lot of work, and all of them have jobs, and everyone needs to get some fundage here and there. But first and foremost, donate to the station, because we wouldn't have any of the hosts if you didn't have the station. That having been said, we're still doing the book drive in honor of the late, great John Stadtmiller. For every $100 that you donate, you could put your name in the hat to draw a book from his personal library. The book of the week is from Tex Mars, Lucid, L-U-C-I-D, published in 96. Very prophetic, talking about chips in your body, things that would mark of the beast tier stuff, you know, for you to be able to function in society, televisions that spy on you. I mean, if you read this book in 96 and you were still observing what's going on today, you would be like, wow, very fascinating things that the old great Tex Mars put out there. So please put your $100 in and tell them that you want to be in the drawing for the book. If you don't win it this week, you're still in the drawing for next. Winners are announced, as far as I know, at 7 p.m. Central on Sunday night during Steve's show, The Stevenator. And he'll announce the winner. Thank you to and congrats to all the previous winners. So get your money in there. Get a book. And support the network. You can also go to the store, the RBN store. Many great things to buy there. There's the underground bunker thing, which I really, really want. Got to save up some money to dig the hole. There's the hemp paste, which I do currently take. It's great stuff. I want to get RBN's hemp paste. I got a personal laboratory technician that does mine for me on the down low. But it really does benefit as you get past 45 years old and you're still exercising and push-ups and manual labor. It really helps with the joints and the not the joints that you smoke, but if that's your thing, whatever. But I'm talking about your physical joints. You know, it helps to ease the pain as you're healing from workouts and from manual labor. And it just generally assists overall in your relaxation and physical well-being. Many things at the RBN store. The pig lifter, please, if you have a pig farm, that's essential in your daily workings of getting that carcass loaded to where it needs to be. All of these things are great. So go to the RBN store. This is your Thursday night broadcast. Now my shilling's over, and I want to introduce my regular Thursday night co-host, the cool kids call him Willie Red Pilly. But you know him as the Red Pillar, William Repellum, the heavyweight champion of all Red Bills. Heavyweight champion of all time. Even greater than Dolph Lundridge. This is the part where the drop happens. The Rocky IV drop that we all are anticipating. We're on the edge of our seats.
I must break you. Hey, Jeremy. What's happening, buddy?
Yeah, how man, we got so many cool drops. Yeah. We got the Rocky Four. We got the Rocky Four. You know, last week we played Incredible Hulk intro. And, of course, we have the ongoing Crockett Get In My Office Now. Miami Vice. We are children of the 80s. It's so obvious. It's fun, isn't it? It's a lot of fun.
It is. And I like calling Mike Crockett instead of Massad Mike. I think it's Mike a great name for him.
Even Crockett. Though we all know Mike.
So when you guys, now you're in on our little inside joke. So when you call the station, folks, please, when Crockett answers, please say, "Hey, Crockett, what's up?"
If you're pissed off with Mike and you want to, talk to him about problems, Crockett in my office now. This is the character on Miami Vice, Castillo, the chief of Miami Vice.
Well, no, actually, Crockett. Jeremy, that's not him. That's why it's even funnier to call him Crockett, because Castillo is – Crockett is Don Johnson, the main guy, right? The cop. Yeah. And his boss is Castillo. And I guess I'm the probably the one clueless to what you're saying, but – so – you're probably
I'm explaining the inside joke is, Castillo was always pissed off at Crockett for whatever reason or another. And sometimes we get pissed off at Mike. I don't. But I mean, you're like, Crockett, play the clip. Crockett, play the drop. Crockett, in my office now. That's the problem.
I think it works a lot better than station manager. Station manager, please play the next clip. It's going to play clip number 2 at 3 minutes and 46 seconds. Okay, here we go with our clip.
Of course, we all know that most likely Mike's family was sleeper KGB agents that were placed in America. And, he is now playing a key role in Russia dominance of the globe. It's most likely. Mike has a lot of power. So... anyway, we have content. We have a lot.
I suspect he's a Shabbat Lubavitcher with that name that he has, Massad Mike.
I think he coordinates with Massad, but he probably gives them their orders. I'm thinking,
Mike. Power of Mike. I mean, Crockett is at the top of the food chain. Okay, Crockett is the guy giving all the orders all the way from the very, very top. Right? You think it's Menachem Mendelssohn Schneerson, 30 years in his grave. You think it's him giving all the orders? Well, you're getting closer, but even though he's dead, but that's actually Crockett right there at the top.
Speaking of which, that was a fascinating video. So you sent several BitChute videos. I don't know if we can play all of them. The one with Schneerson and Netanyahu, that's a quite lengthy one, but it kind of went over the whole history between Benjamin Netanyahu and Rabbi Schneerson, head of Vod Lubavitch, going back to the 80s, even with the Schneerson meeting with Reagan and major U.S. politicians prophesying. Schneerson prophesied that Netanyahu would be in charge of Israel and would hand over the reins of power to the Mashiach, Hebrew for Messiah. But their version of Messiah is probably different from the Christian version of Messiah, I would say, since they reject Jesus Christ. They're waiting for the Antichrist. Yeah, they're waiting for the Antichrist, who they will see as Messiah. Not to get too much into biblical prophecy, but Daniel 9 pretty much outlines this. Israel will, in the future, strike a deal with the Antichrist. The third temple will be in view. This third temple will be where the Antichrist sits, exercising all power and authority religiously and politically over the globe. It's the third temple that the Christian Zionists want to usher in. They actually send money, false teachers like the fat dude in San Antonio. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Fatty John Hagee.
John Hagee.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that was a thing with televangelists in general before John Hagee. Even you know, the moral majority leader, you know, was doing that. All of these televangelists were pushing this Christian Zionism, basically wanting to help build the third temple to usher in what they thought was the Messiah. And, you know, Israel used them. I mean, the Jews used them to finance and to gain political popularity. It was quite effective, honestly, because what it did was it aligned right-wingers in America, people that were, you know, pro-life and anti-homo, and that, you know, the moral majority typified that. And it aligned that type of political thinking with Christian Zionism. So to be a right-winger Republican in America in the 1980s, you were a Christian Zionist. That's pretty much, they were successful in doing that. That's a fascinating thing. But no, the video, I don't know if you want to play any of it or some of it's in Hebrew with English subtitles.
I don't think it'd be a good use of time, but I want to really encourage everybody. In fact, if it's not in the newsreel already, you think we could ask you to possibly put it in the newsreel, please? That would be fantastic addition. Please, go, folks, watch this video. I'm going to give you a little synopsis of it. I mean, we know we're preaching to the choir here, and most everybody that RBN already knows everything we talk about. That's why it's like, I always wish somebody new would call in and, you know, give us some feedback. Are we reaching anybody new out there? You know, I love all of our listeners, and always you can learn something new. I learned something new in this video. And I'm going to watch it again, but just some details about Chabad Lubavitch. And I mean, so it starts out with Netanyahu saying, "We will never forget the horrific acts perpetrated against us by our enemies." And then it shows all of the pictures of Gaza just completely leveled. I mean, you just rubble. And there's like inside of buildings there's still some buildings still standing, but they're completely just rubble and cement and just complete destruction. Do you remember when the propaganda videos came out about what was happening in Israel, and it was like an abandoned lot with like an old piece of iron laying there? You know, it was like, oh, this is, it looked kind of slummy, but it definitely hadn't been turned into rubble like what the Jews are doing to Gaza in the name of defending myself. And by the way, when I look up in the sky, and I see the tic-tac-toe thing, because I had told Chance a month or so ago, I go, I haven't noticed any chemtrails up there recently. Well, I guess I really hadn't noticed, because after I said that, man, they are just in full effect. I mean, you know, it's like a sunny day turns cloudy 26 minutes later. I got a couple of pictures of some chemtrails a couple of years ago, and I noticed, and I took a picture 26 minutes later, and it was cloudy sky. First it was tic-tac-toe, then cloudy skies. So that's kind of interesting. So I say, you know, David Scorpio came out with he came up with a piece of art that he did, and it's got a picture of a big giant Jew golem dancing on top of the tops of the Palestinian buildings in Gaza, saying, "I'm just defending myself." Well, when I look up in the sky and see tic-tac-toes, I think of the Jews saying, "I'm just defending myself," because that's exactly the same thing that's happening. You know, this video gets into the illegal Israeli settlements that they're doing over in the West Bank ever since Netanyahu. So it's a good education, a good synopsis of Netanyahu's tenure as premier and prime minister. And talks about what he's done. I mean, it's just a fantastic, fantastic. It's only 12 minutes long. It's just excellent. I mean, and Mendelssohn Schneerson is a very important figure, the rabbi who died, was born in 1902 and died in 1994. He's talking to Netanyahu, and he's saying to Netanyahu, "You're not doing enough. Because if you were, because the Messiah still has not come. Now, you mentioned Tex Mars, Jeremy, and Tex Mars is a really important person for understanding the nature of Judaism itself, and for being able to not get caught in the dialectic and do this whole thing about, oh, well, these good Jews are you know, doing this, or, you know, it gets very confusing, because even in this video, there's a Jew with the snake's hair stuff and coming down, and he's saying, you know, that that this what's happened with Netanyahu's doing is absolutely evil, and but there goes the dialectic again, because I just wonder, where does this guy stand when it comes to, you know, mass immigration, all these other countries, and all the white countries, and where does he really, you know, it's such a cognitive dissonance, you know, but they're able to deflect criticism in that way, but. Let me kick it back to you.
There has to be Jews on the other side. And you see this with Jews for Peace and Not in Our Name. They have to get on the other side, because the wave of anti-Semitism is like huge right now. It's like a tsunami, with all the videos being posted on TikTok and the various social media. You know, this is something that they didn't encounter 10, 15 years ago. Because now everybody has a pocket camera. And so the Jews have to get on the other side of this. They have to control the opposition to keep it from going anti-Semitism, right? And I think Patrick noted this when he would go 20 years ago, when he would go to anti-Iraq war protests. There was always Jewish people there protesting the Iraq war, because it was a very known thing that neocon Jews were pushing this. You know, your PNAC type people, and they, if a Jew's in the room, you know, voicing support for the protest against war, it's less likely to turn anti-Semitic. So maybe they're doing this on a subconscious level. I think that Kevin McDonald would argue that that is the case, that even subconsciously, like, they're controlling the scene to keep it from going to anti-Semitism. Look, here's a Jew that's on our side, right? And maybe the Jew truly is, but they're there subconsciously out of their own survival. They don't want a backlash. And I can't blame them. I wouldn't want, you know, a backlash either, but you don't see this so much with the Irish. You didn't see, you know, you got Irish protesters, you know, against... the Irish terrorist organization, or whatever you want to call them, against British occupation. But you didn't see this group behavior so much with the Irish, but you do see it with the Jews. They feel the need, they're paranoid enough to feel the need to control both sides of the discussion to prevent a backlash against themselves. Wow, we're already on the first break.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. Re-clarified things for me.
Back on the other side.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, a illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. All I've got's a ghost of what could be. If you could see the lights shine in front of me. If you can see the lights shine.
The William and Jeremy show on your Thursday night broadcast. So we're analyzing this video on BitChute. I think Mike's going to put it in the RBN newsfeed of Rabbi Schneerson, a.k.a. Rebbe, interacting with American politicians and accentuating his extreme influence on them, but also his prophecies that Netanyahu would be in power and would hand the reins over to the new Messiah of Israel, who we understand to be the Antichrist. And that's played out to be true. I mean, Netanyahu came to power. I mean, he was a representative for Israel to the, you know, global elites in the 80s. He came to power in Israel in 96. He lost it. He came back in the early aughts, and now he's in for a third term. And it brings us full forward to this genocide of the Palestinian people by Israel. And his, you know, the whole video is talking about Netanyahu's, you know, influence by this Rebbe and how he thinks he's on a religious conquest to vanquish these people because they're Amalek. And it totally brings in full light his justification in Netanyahu's mind as to why he's doing this, and why the international community, specifically the West, should support him. But, you know, instead we're getting global backlash. Leftists are even turning on Jewish power in America and in Europe, in the West. So, yeah, I mean, everything that the Rebbe, you know, discussed with Netanyahu is coming to light now. So this is the question. Here's a question I'll pose to you. You know, is this a sign of the end? I mean, what we're waiting for is the third temple. I mean, that's on the books. I could totally see the international community bringing Israel into check, and maybe even Israel negotiating this third temple and a two-state solution where the Palestinians have their own area in Gaza, but yet Israel gets the temple. That could very well be an outcome of this. It's something that I've proposed. What thinkest thou? What sayest thou? That's my Shakespearean.
Well, Jeremy, I mean, what's left in Gaza? I think they have no plans whatsoever to not level Gaza and then, you know, establish new settlements, right? So one thought I had, just a side note here, was you look around at all these apartment complexes going up all over every town USA, all over rural town USA. It's just they're just going up like crazy, like gangbusters, right? And you see how our declining birth rates, and you see all the people they're bringing across the border. These are also Israeli settlements. It's just that Israelis are housing their proxy warriors in these Israeli settlements that are happening in America. So, you know, there's really not much difference except for the fact that they're just leveling and bombing. I mean, they did level Lahaina, and they have leveled other parts of the country with the fires, you know. So you've got the same thing happening here that's happening in that smaller, very confined area, heavily populated area in Palestine. You're going to have it everywhere else in the world, too.
Are you thinking smart city in Palestine?
Well, actually, I'm thinking more, no. I mean, obviously, they have it all wired up right now. But, no, it'll be like a vacation homes for the Jews, you know. It's like all the beachfront property, and it's okay. Just going to be for the Jews, and I don't know if they're going to put surveillance there as well. Probably, I guess. I mean,
there's still a lot of Palestinians. Are you thinking Palestinians moving into the West, into America, into these new apartment complexes in the smart cities?
Well, sure, but I mean, sure, there's a lot of Palestinians, but that's just a drop in the bucket compared to all the people in Africa that they're bringing up, and you know, and. Like, who saw it was like Africans that are coming over our border now, down south, yeah. Right? So I've got hordes of Africans coming up from there as well now. So
I've got a take on this whole apartment complex thing. It's something Scorpio brought up a lot. I haven't had a chance to address him personally on this. David, if you want to call in, please do. But, you know, David's mentioning he doesn't see an agenda with the COVID to take out people. He doesn't see that because he observes all of these apartment buildings and complexes being built. I would say these are built in, you know, bigger cities and in rural, not rural areas, right? So what does that tell us? I think the COVID vaccines are for depopulation, but it's in the form of sterilization slowly. I don't think they anticipated the myocarditis stuff and the drop in dead, you know, young thing. I think that's an unanticipated consequence. And so they're building these complexes near cities for the purpose of eventually evacuating the rural areas and forcing them into these smart cities. That's my whole take on why you're seeing these complexes go up, along with maybe bringing the third world in and happening as well. Up on the break, let's hold that thought, and I'll kick it to you for a response on the other side.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello. from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Coming back. All right, we're back to the William and Jeremy show. I just want to put a fine tip on this point of why you're seeing all of these apartment complexes being built close to the big cities, but yet there's a depopulation effort globally through COVID. So I think the vaccines were a depopulation method in the form of sterilization, because they don't want to just kill people outright because people would notice and quit taking the vaxes. So I think the vax is a means of sterilizing you. You know, if you take the vax and the multiple boosters, you're going to be rendered incapable of having children. So then if they're depopulating, why build all these apartment complexes? Because one, they are implementing the third world into the West, specifically America is what I'm talking about. So these are inhabitants of the apartment complexes in the smart cities, but also they eventually want to drive right-wing conservatives out of rural areas. They don't want you to own a farm and grow your own food and be self-sufficient. They want to drive you into these smart cities and stick you in these apartment complexes. And what's to be done with all the rural land? Well, Bill Gates and China are buying it up, and you know they can use that to produce food and multiply. You know, manipulate the food supply. So it would make sense to me in that scenario as to why they're building these complexes, but yet depopulating through the vaxes and implementing, you know, bringing in third worlders at a record number I mean, you got Chicago and New York and all these major cities overwhelmed right now. Where are these people going to go? Apartment complexes, smart cities. What are they going to do with the land in the rural areas? I mean, they can do fires. They can do direct energy fires like they did in Lahaina and like they've been doing in California and Canada, and just burn the people out. They can burn the resistors out. It's a little black-pilled, granted, but I think it's a logical assessment of what we can see going on. Anyway, William, let me kick it to you for that a comment on that, and then maybe you can introduce some videos.
Yeah, as a, your point is an absolutely totally spot on supplement to what I said, which was that they're gonna move all of the. Well, I didn't bring up the point about moving everybody out of the rural areas, but that is absolutely the case, and it's part of the Agenda 21 agenda and. Agenda 21, 2030 agenda, the UN agenda, and which was pointed out by Deborah Tavares to me, you know, in 2018, I learned about that, you know, and right when the fires were going on like clockwork every single year in California, these like ridiculous fires where the same thing was happening as what was happening in Lahaina, metal running off of cars, you know, cars burning in places where there weren't fires. It's just ridiculously hot fires that made no sense. They're unprecedented. Obviously, they're going to blame climate change. That's what they just throw out, climate change, like they throw out the term anti-Semitism. Had another point, forgot, though. Kick it back to you.
We got a caller from California, and I know you got some videos you want to introduce. Maybe we could... After the caller, maybe we could introduce the CBDC video. It's a short one because the CBDC is how they're going to control the populace in these smart cities.
Yeah. Right? Well, if we can just pop on the I don't know how long the caller is going to go, but if the caller could wait just a little bit and we pop on the videos of and then I'm done. No more videos, and we can take the calls the rest of the hour. But I fear we won't get to the call. This really important stuff about the CDBC. Mike, if you wouldn't mind queuing up, Jeremy, we'll only listen the first 2 minutes of this, okay? The official story bonfire on the Solari report with Castronos and Fitz.
Yep.
So you got people asking about their investments. Where should I invest my money? And she's like, you need to just worry that you're going to have access to your money. And that's exactly the case here. Is it, you know, people just aren't. And anyway, okay, we'll go ahead and play it. I mean, that's essentially what she says.
It's funny. I had an interesting meeting with a group of people the other day, and I was trying. I walked through financial transaction freedom and control, and the CBDC, and the fast payment systems, and all those issues. And then one said to me, "Could you tell us where you think we should invest our money now, given what's going on?" And I stopped and I said, "Look. You have to understand what I'm telling you is for all the marbles. If we lose this battle, they are taking everything. There is no way. There is no safe place." I said, one of the reasons I stopped being an investment advisor is there's no workaround. They are going to take everything if we don't win this.
Right.
So this is it. And, you know, I just keep saying that. And there's an inability, I think, to fathom that we are here.
I hate to laugh, but I get it all the time. People say, "Well, where did I put my money?" I'm like, "Listen, I don't know." I said, "You should be worried about your access to your money. Can you get to it?"
Yeah,
that's number one. Number two, like, well, but, there but, is no but, money if
right.
There's no such thing as money.
These there is no such thing. Way. There is no such thing as you or anything.
Yeah, right.
Right. No, like
your chattels. If this right. goes that's sideways,
good.
Yeah, exactly.
Your possession. In someone's portfolio. Do you understand that?
It was so funny. When I flew back from Croatia on Sunday, and I came out of the side of the airport. I normally come out.
All right. Yeah. No, she was just going on to say that somebody at the airport said, no cash. Oh, we don't take cash. And she goes, Oh, okay. Well, forget it then. I'm just looking for a cup of coffee, not surveillance. And then the guy looked at her like, right on. That's what she said. But anyway, look, that's just the thing. It's unfathomable to most people what's coming down the pike. So if you try to explain it to them, they're like, what? It's going to be unprecedented for us too. That we can't even believe it, right? I mean, you're still going about your life normal, like, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, I guess you can liquidate your own assets, you know, if you have any. Make sure your money's not in any of the big banks like Wells Fargo or Citibank or Chase or whatever. Make sure you're not in there. I don't know. I mean, I'll get back to you. We can go on to the next video, too, if you want to. It's the same guy saying the same thing about the CBC. Go ahead.
I don't want to leave our caller on hold for too long, but what I do want to mention here is, like, what is an investment? What does it mean to protect your money? Okay. It's putting your money in something that you know is going to be valuable no matter what. So if you had, let's say, $1,000 and you bought a couple of wood stoves and some guns and ammunition with that money, you know for a fact that the wood stoves and the guns and ammunitions, even if you don't use them, right, just put them in a storage facility or in your home in the basement, whatever. You know that those are going to be tradable commodities in a scenario that they're describing there, where everything crashes, all right? And you know that you can get something for those tangible items. And as long as you have, you know, the guns and ammunition to protect them, you always have them. That's my definition of what do you do with your money. That's my answer to that question. What do you do with your money? You invest it in tangible assets that you know are going to be valuable. Guns, ammo, wood stoves, long-term storable food, right? And you know that these things are going to be tradable. They're going to be tradable commodities, and that your money's not going to disappear. Whereas in a bank, if you refuse to go along with the CBDC, they could take it all. Even if you go along with it, they could take it all in that scenario that they're painting. So that's what I'm putting forward. Do you want to go to the caller, or do you want to do another video?
One of the things they mentioned in that video also is that Janet Yellen, and I got to go research this, Janet Yellen says that the American people owe the Treasury $7 trillion.
Yeah.
I can imagine the disgusting kind of statement from, you know, another Jewish statement again. It's just a Jewish thinking. They've been thieving for us. They owe us that money, more than that money. They owe us all of the whole debt back and then some for all the horrible wars and all the reparations that they need to pay. And they have the chutzpah to say, we owe them $7 trillion. Of course they're going to say that. You're also not surprised. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's true. And until you get a complete overthrow of that system, you know, this is the cards that were dealt. This is where we're at. And I would say invest your money in tangible assets that you can put your hands on and that you know will be valuable. And we know what those assets are. Defense and feeding yourself and warming yourself. Anyway.
Yeah, if you get a power outage or something like that, take that as like a little warning shot, you know, and think about what you need in those. So I got to get a little, you know, gas stove so that I can, you know, boil. That's it. Just get a little gas stove. Anyway, yeah, let's play this other little clip, 45 seconds.
Central bank digital currency could be the ultimate surveillance tool. It's programmable by the central banks and the governments, and it can be used to control how people spend their money. The World Economic Forum are talking about introducing a carbon allowance to control the carbon footprint of each individual. Now, they could use CBDCs to control that. If you buy too much fuel or too many plane tickets, then you get a cap and they disable your spend. CBDCs can also be programmed to expire. So when there's a recession or times of economic turmoil, they can say that you've got to spend 10% of your savings by this date to boost the economy, to stimulate spending. And if you can't save your money, How can you build wealth? Money is life. You need cash to live. CBDCs could potentially be the next step to enslaving the mass population.
Could? I think we're beyond speculating that it could be. Yeah, but okay, sure.
Well, and again, if you have the ability and tangible assets to feed yourself, to defend yourself, and to warm yourself, if you have those tangible assets, it doesn't matter what to do with the money. It doesn't matter. You know, you'll have a tradable commodity. But Jeremy, I live in an apartment in a city. I can't put a wood stove in. Buy two or three of them. You could trade that for things that you need in the future. And that's money that you've protected. Investing your money is about protecting your money. And you can't protect it in this current system.
No. No, you can't.
Anyway. Could we go to the callers now? We're coming to the end of the show.
Jack in California?
Yeah. Jack, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Jeremy, long time. Called into your show, I believe, on January the 6th when John Stadmiller was in Washington, D.C. and pulled over and called in to your show after I called in myself. I don't know if you remember that.
Excellent. I think I do, yes.
So I got a background in tech sales, but about 10 or 15 minutes ago, you had mentioned these big block Soviet-style apartments being built throughout the United States. And I've observed those myself here in Southern California throughout my travels. And I could tell you that specifically in South Orange County, in Irvine, where John Wayne Airport's at, there's a tremendous influx of Asians. The largest Buddhist temple in the United States is in the city of Irvine. And they are building these block-style apartments all along Von Karman Avenue, which is parallel to the airport, and goes through the business district of downtown Irvine to some respect of the city. It's definitely a huge business district, and they're putting a tremendous amount of residential living condensed into the area, but all throughout the city of Irvine. This is taking place also in San Diego, as well as in neighboring counties like Los Angeles, Riverside County, Inland Empire County. So, I've observed this, and I could tell you in Irvine, specifically, a lot of Asians are either purchasing these condos that are stacked up on one another, two or three flights, three or four units, on top of one another, or these huge apartments that probably have 500 to maybe 1,000 plus units.
Yeah, as you see the shift toward Eurasia, you're going to see more power in China and Russia. And I think these complexes that you're observing, owned, I would venture to say, owned by Asian companies.
Absolutely.
They're going to profit. Yeah, they're going to profit.
You got to recall that they're coming for the jobs, specifically in Irvine. It's a middle class, middle strata. I would say probably the per capita and income in the city of Irvine is probably on average six figures, $100K. In neighboring Newport Beach, California, which is a coastal beach town, it's about 350. So there, it's a business capital of Southern California, where there's an influx of technology, biomedical that's really huge in San Diego, but a lot of technical based jobs that Asians are fulfilling on H-2 visas.
And yeah, this would explain the influx of Asians in here. I don't know that
that a takeover of America from Asia would be a bad thing. It's a bad thing, you know, in regards to Europeans should rule America, because that's how it was set up. But it is what it is. You know, these people are taken over, and you have this shift in Eurasia. And so why all these apartment complexes? Who's going to inhabit them? Workers for Silicon Valley. That seems to be what I think you're alluding to.
One of the big changes that's taken place, as well as the demographics of Orange County, have changed, specifically in South Orange County, all the way to neighboring San Clemente, which is on the top of the north part of north entrance to Camp Pendleton Marine Corps base. But essentially, since the lockdown, the COVID lockdown, a lot of the demographic in L.A. County has migrated to Orange County to escape the tyranny of having to prove a certification of vaccination during that entire time span in order to transact business in the county of Los Angeles. So you're finding more blacks and different races that are essentially starting to integrate with the largest white middle class in California, which I would assert is Orange County. So they used to call it the Orange Curtain, which was the county line between Huntington Beach and Seal Beach or Long Beach. And now that's changed. We had a doctor who works at Laguna Beach Hospital who was riding his bike on Coast Highway, and in broad daylight was stabbed by a black man, stabbed to death, hit by a car, and then the black man got out of the car and stabbed him to death. So that's pretty much unheard of 10 years ago in this area. So that's diversity for you. That's multiculturalism, and that's the migratory aspects of these big block living situations that people can get into a community of a upper middle class community at a very low barrier of entry at cost.
So this is another example of Mendelssohn Schneerson ultimately, you know, telling Netanyahu to usher in the Messiah. Well, this is part of that plan, ushering in their Messiah. It's important to remember that their Messiah is not a person. I mean, they're going to put a Messiah figurehead there once they've locked everything down and installed the infrastructure. And bringing Africans in and destroying white America is part of that new infrastructure that they're putting in. It's part of their Messiah.
Absolutely. You know, no reason to supplant 80,000 Somalians in Minnesota. They take a Bush people and put them in a cold tundra.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder, I guess they just put jackets on and take their money.
Well, it's about white genocide at the end of the day, displacing white people out in America. And whether you're talking about the Eurasian shift or, you know, Schneerson's the prophecies of Netanyahu, I mean, it's about white genocide. I think that's the takeaway from all of this. Thanks for your call.
I would also argue real quick, Jeremy, it's conversely about apathy, white apathy. The white race isn't really doing much for themselves. But thank you very much. Have a good night.
Yeah, that's so true, what he just said, Jeremy. And, you know, part of that, I think, is just the demoralization, and then some of it is just an actual, there's a lot of white people that actually believe that white people are evil, so they're just, you know, kind of participating in that. I mean, that's been the brainwashing. So there's a demoralization and the brainwashing kind of undercurrent of sort of the apathy. And also the what I've talked to people, they say, well, it's just, what can I do? There's nothing I can, what can I actually do? Well, I mean, you could get out and start talking to everybody about it. I mean, I don't know how some of us become passionate about just talking to one person in one situation, and some of us aren't. You know, I mean, obviously you've got to enjoy life. You don't want to get, you know, overly black-pilled, or you'll be ineffective, you'll get sick. You need to balance it out. But I don't get it when I'm talking to people and they don't want to hear it anymore. You know, it's like, I guess when that happens, go back to the whole, do you have investments? Well, guess what? It doesn't matter where you invest your money. You just need to get a hold of your money that you already have and somehow make it safe. You invest it anywhere, you're screwed.
Well, the tide's turning. You know, you got leftists pushing back against the Jewish genocide in Palestine. Take advantage of that tide turn and red pill as many people as you can. I guess that's, you know, what I would suggest that you do. In, you know, in relation to investing in real and tangible assets, assets that can be traded, guns, ammunition,
yes,
food, long-term storage of food,
right,
and generators. Generators are hugely. I mean, you want to put your money into something, buy about 5 or 6 generators. With your $5,000 or $6,000, that could be a very good return on your investment, where you can save your money, because the whole point of investment is saving your money. At the end of the show, thanks William for joining me.
Oh, Jeremy, thanks again for having me. Everybody have a great weekend.
All right, you get sick life.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.